This Chazar Zeichen Neshabach Chesach Shag Vem Yehudim Sech Tzgit and Daf Lamed. Zog the Mishnah, someone lends money to a kohen, to a levi, to a poor person with the understanding that he'll be paid back from the Truma Meister Rishon or Meister Oni that he would have given each of them respectively. He may separate these items from his produce and keep them for their loan on the Chazaka that these people are still alive and the poor person has not become rich. If they did actually die, the lender has to get permission from the heirs before taking the Truma or Meister that was going to be given to them. However, if the loan was done in Bezdin, he may take the Truma Meister even without getting permission from the Yarshim. How can the lender take the Truma Meister without it first having been received by these people? Rav said the Mishnah is discussing where the borrowers are close friends of the lender, and the lender would therefore always give his Truma Meister to them. In such a case, the Truma Meister is considered to belong to these people as soon as it was separated. Shmuel said the Mishnah is discussing where the lender gave the Truma and Meister to another person to make a kinyan for the borrowers. If they actually were kind of the Truma and Meister, then the lender can take them back as repayment for the loan. Ula said as follows: Rabbi Yosi, who said that although there was no true kinyan made, the Rabbanan treated as if the borrowers were koine, the Truma and Meiser, so that the lender should be able to take the produce as a repayment for the loan. The others did not say that like Rabbi, because Mishnah doesn't say it's talking about a close friends. The others did not say like Shmuel, because the Mishnah doesn't say that a kinyan was made. The others, they don't say like Ula, because according to him, the Mishnah must follow the singular view of Rabbi Yosi. Bryce says, someone lends money to a kohen, to a levi, or to a poor person with the understanding that he'll get paid back from the Truma Meister Rishon or Meister Oni that he would have given each one, respectively. He may separate these items from his produce and keep them for the loan on the chazaka that these people are still alive. The lender can also say that he'll value the produce for purposes of repayment at the lower of the current price or the price at the time of separation. A lower price means he gets more produce as repayment, and that's not a ribbis issue. Although Shemitah cannot cancel this loan. Also, if he wants to cancel the arrangement, he may not do so. Finally, if the lender has given up hope of collecting the loan, he may no longer separate the Truma Meister as repayment for the loan, because they may not be separated for loans that are lost. It's obvious that the lender can set any price. This can be done for any loan. So why should this be different? The Bryce is teaching that even if he did not say the price will be set at the lowest market price, it's as if he said it and the price will be set at the lowest market price. Why is it not considered rivers drop? But on everything, since if there's no produce, meaning unless it was destroyed, the borrower will not be obligated to pay back the loan because the repayment was said only to be taken from Truma Meister. The fact that we set it at a lower price does not cause it to be rivers because there's a risk to the lender and is therefore viewed more as a sale than a loan. Shemitah doesn't cancel this loan because the loan does not fall under the umbrella of lo yigos, because the lender was never able to demand payment on the loan. Repayment was to be taken from Truma Meiser. The Bryce said if he wants to cancel the arrangement, he may not do so. Or Papa said this means that the lender cannot retract the deal. However, the Kayan may cancel the deal if he wants to. Fekmar, it's obvious that if he gave up hope of collecting the repayment, he may not take Truma Meiser. The Bryce said the case is where the stalks grew and the crops then dried up. We would think that since the stalks grew, the crop may still bounce back and recover, and therefore he never fully gave up hope. The Bryce teaches that the growth of stalks is not enough to prevent her from giving up wholeheartedly hope. Bryce says, or the other Zachary says, if someone lends money to a kohen, to a levi, in Bezdin, and the borrower then dies, the lender may separate Truma Meiser from his produce on the account of the Kohanim and Levim in general, and then keep them for payment of the loan. Similarly, if he lends money to a poor person in Bezdin, and the poor person died, the lender may separate Meiser only on account of Jewish poor people in general, and then keep it for payment of his loan. Rabbi Chai says, he may separate the Meiser only on account of all poor people in the world. The Gemara explains the difference between this opinion is whether we consider poor Kutim to be Jews, according to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. They are not. According to Rabbi Chai, they are. If the poor person became wealthy, the lender may not keep Meiser only as repayment, and the borrower is not liable to pay back, because the deal was that the lender was only going to get repaid from Meister Oni. Why is it the Rabbanan allow the lender to continue taking Meister Oni even after the poor person dies, but they don't allow him to continue taking Meister Oni after the poor person became wealthy? The Gemara says death is a common occurrence. The Rabbanan felt the need to protect the lender against that. Becoming wealthy is not a common occurrence, and therefore there's no need to protect for a case of that happening. Mishnah said, May star litl reshut v'chulu. A bright said, Rebbe said this only refers to heirs that inherit. Are there Yarshim that don't inherit? The Rebbe explained the Mishnah refers to Yarshim that have inherited real property. In that case, they would anyway be obligated to repay the loan of the father. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that the lender may simply continue to keep the Truma Meiser. Rabbi Yonasan said that the lender may only keep the Truma Meiser up to the value of the land that was inherited. Rabbi Yechanan said he may keep the Truma Meiser in excess of the value of the inherited land. Abraisa says, if a Yisrael tells a Levi, there is Meiser Rishon of yours in my hand, we need not be concerned about the Truma's Meiser within it. If, however, he tells a Levi, there is a Kur of Meiser of yours in my possession, we have to be concerned about the Truma's Meiser. Abai explained, the first case is, if a Yisrael says to a Levi, I have Meiser Rishon of yours in my hand, and here is money for me to buy it from you. We don't have to be concerned that the Levi used all that Meiser as Trumas Meiser for other Meiser Rishon that he had, because he doesn't know how much Meiser he's even getting from this Yisrael, so he couldn't use it for Trumas Meiser for elsewhere. On the other hand, the second case, when the Yisrael tells the Levi how much Meiser he had for him, we have to be concerned that the Levi is using the entire thing for Trumas Meiser. In fact, the Brisa is dealing with wicked people who would take money for Meiser and then make the whole thing usher as Trumas Meiser. Rather, Rabbi Shashia, the son of Ridi, said the first case is where he tells the Levi, I have Meiser of your father in my hand. The second second case where he says, I have a core of Meiser of your father in my hand. In that case, when the amount is known, we're concerned that the father is the one who used it for Trumas Meiser, and since it's the son who's accepting the money, he doesn't know that he's selling something that was already made Osir. In fact, typically, Levim who took Meiser were at a high level of being Chaveir, and such people would not take Truma for produce that was not right next to the produce being separated as Truma. Rather, Rashi said, the case in the Brice is where Yisrael tells Levi, my father told me that he has some Meiser of yours in my hand, or there's a core of Meiser of yours in my hand. In the first case, we have to be concerned that the father did not separate Truma's Meiser from the Meiser, since no exact amount was given, and the Levi must remove Truma's Meiser before eating. When he gives the amount, we can assume that the father of the Yisrael already took off Truma's Meiser, and therefore the Levi doesn't have to give off Truma's Meiser before eating the Meiser. In fact, the Yisrael allowed to remove the Truma's Meiser before giving the Meiser to a Levi. The Meiser says the Brice follows Abba Elazar ben Gamla, who says in a Brice that we learn from a Pasuk that the Yisrael is allowed to remove Truma's Meiser from the Meiser before giving it to the Levi.